fresh back from the land of sunshine, palm trees, and beautiful salt air off the Bay of Biscayne is our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com, Regional Psychological Services. I just flew in from Miami, and boy, are my arms tired. That's the old joke. Good morning.
How are you doing, my friend? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing all right. I know that it would have been, you know, it's delusional to think at this point that MSU had the best team, but it still nags, doesn't it? Just a bit.
Well, I think so. I think arguably the most talented team, but they're talented players, but they obviously didn't play well enough as a team to go through and win all the games. But you can't win them all, Dave. I mean, my view is life is funny. Remember, about 4 years ago, you had a Final Four with Tum Tum at the point guard, and he wasn't even the starter this year, and they didn't make it that far. So this is how life is. It's a humbling experience. It's a world to learn from. We always have Shakespeare's that philosophy is adversity, sweet milk, to kind of move forward. So let's kind of cheer on the teams that are playing now and just root all the way around and want good things to happen for everybody, of course.
Will you cheer for the University of Michigan?
Well, I can't really cheer for the University of Michigan, but I can cheer for the coach and the players because I think he's a terrific coach.
Okay.
I think the players are playing well. So as a fan, as a Michigan State fan, obviously I'm not a Michigan fan. On the other hand, I do think this is a gallant band of young men with a very good coach, and they have good chemistry, and they work hard together, and they deserve good things.
The idea that we can deceive ourselves. It's one thing to deceive others. We're taught not to do that. Hopefully we are at a young age. But, you know, the old quote, to thine own self be true, meaning tell the truth to yourself. That comes from, that's Plutonius from Hamlet. But but self-deception, how damaging can it be when we undertake to deceive ourselves?
Well, it can be very damaging because it can really even ruin relationships. It can ruin our careers. It can ruin financial planning. It can ruin just about anything you can imagine. If you are deceiving yourself and not willing to look at the flaws that you have, and every person is kind of an ongoing project because we're always changing, circumstances are changing, we're changing. So if we are not willing to look at areas that we need to improve and to work on, then we are self-deceiving ourselves. And all you know, when you consider that half of marriages fail, you have to figure a certain percentage of those are self-deception in terms of expectations, what people want, how good they think they are, how bad they think someone else is. So it's very critical that we examine ourselves. You know, used to in the Catholic early days, it was examine your conscience. Well, I think now I would use the word it's time to examine us as people, as personalities, figure, and also do look at feedback from other people. We don't want to be judged by others. We want to be, you know, giving credence to our own feelings. But if we start seeing that our jokes aren't funny, that advice that we think is good is just kind of really is not taken, and also is turning out not to be good advice, I think we have to get some reality base from what we see, what we observe, and kind of take it all together. And always to make sure, though, that we're not letting others determine our direction, but looking and listening and trying to really understand who are we, where are we going, what are flaws, do we get angry too quickly, do we make judgments too quickly, do we think we totally are prepared and we find out we can't do things, or we believe that we can eat, like if you even take the drug addict, says, I can stop anytime I want. Well, obviously, that's not true for many, many people.
Right.
That's another self-deception. So it's important that we get a realistic view of ourselves, and always having a good friend, having good family, having a good spouse, partner, whoever it might be, that we can get realistic advice from, I think, is very, very critical. I know in my work, often people will be coming because they want to get an outside view. If they're running into issues with people at work, at finances, whatever it might be, and what I try to do is give advice, and I think any friend tries to do that also. Like if someone says, hey, things just aren't working for me. What am I doing wrong? What could I do differently? Because as Cicero said, a best friend is another you, and I think if you can find a confidant, somebody you can trust, then that can be helpful too. But very easy to self-deceive, if you think of it, because with all the slings and arrows in life, it can be difficult surviving day-to-day in many circumstances for people. So it's very important that as they put up a wall to protect themselves, that they're not doing it with really the purpose of self-deceiving themselves, but more as a type of protection of their psyche if people are trying to give them a hard time. It's a hard balancing act here because a lot of people have set up their self-deceptions for survival, trying to see themselves in a positive way, resisting efforts of others to even help them, but seeing things in a negative way. So it's an ongoing battle.
Yeah, and I wanted to say there, Doc, that it can be a fine line too, because sometimes when your things aren't going your way, you need some positive self-talk. I mean,
Absolutely. You can
say, boy, oh boy, financially, the job, the kids are mad at me. I don't think the dog likes me right now, and that's bad. When your dog doesn't like you, that's not good. But you go down that list, and you need to buck up a little bit. So, but it's a fine line between that kind of positive I need to charge up because I know this isn't who I am, and this is I've got to overcome this, and then just being completely deceptive to yourself to the point you can't even realize any of those negative things. So there's the difference, right?
There's no question. And this is even why when you see people that have been able to use anger when they were young for whatever the purpose, and they think they can keep using it and don't realize it's a self-defeating behavior because people don't respond long-term to angry people. They may short-term try to pacify them, but in the long run, it really doesn't work. So it's really critical that we don't deceive ourselves or think we're a genius all of a sudden. You know, all of a sudden, I know everything. I'm the biggest. I'm the best. I'm ahead of all the rest. And not be prepared for the next stage because you might have been the best horseshoer, but if you weren't prepared to work on car engines, you certainly were in trouble back at the time of the beginning of cars. So I think we always have to be ready to move to the next stage, try to improve ourselves, always taking a self-inventory, looking at ourselves and seeing what could we be doing better. If we're being a little short, we're being a little angry, we're being a little critical, we need to take a time out. We need to think, now, what's going on? Why do I feel this way? What am I doing? And in some cases, you may be around toxic people. You may be around people that really don't enhance you as a person. That's part of the self-inventory also. Then you get out of those things. But as a whole, deceiving yourself is a very dangerous thing to do. Everybody may do it to some degree and maybe as a time of protection in a difficult time. But if it becomes your modus operandi, then you clearly have a lot of problems. You have a lot of work. So hopefully anybody listening to us now and sees they're having trouble in relationships, they're having trouble in business dealings, they're having trouble with coworkers, with employees, whatever it might be, that they take a time out and they really look at what are they doing? Is it getting them what they want? Do their behaviors accomplish what they desire? And kind of learn and go forward. You can talk to ministers, you can talk to therapists, you can talk to friends, but you have to be willing, if you're seeking advice, whether from yourself or from others, that you're willing to really listen and try to really figure what is the best thing for me to be doing moving forward in my life. Because a self-actualized person is a person who's really secure, secure with themselves, sincere in their behaviors, and trying to make the world better, including themselves. Those are the people that we want to be, and that's what we all, I think, really need to be aiming to become.
Well, no deception here. The podcast will reside shortly at drjohnb.com. Yeah, I don't think you have to jump too far. Someone who's constantly deceptive to themselves wouldn't have to stretch too far to deceive others as well. It's all part of, you know, could be, as you said, could be protection, but also could be just a cloak and doesn't go anywhere positive in the long term.
No.
DrJohnB.com, the website, many podcasts. There are a lot of issues, almost anything you're undergoing in your life right now, you'll find something there, some words of inspiration, hope, and clarity, as well from Dr. John Braccio, PhD, Regional Psychological Services, and fresh back from Miami, FLA. Always good to have you aboard here, Doc. Enjoy the baseball later in the week when the Tigers get started. We'll cross our fingers. I don't know. And then the basketball as well over the weekend. Take care.
Listen, well, for sure, my friend. Take it easy. Bye-bye.